we took some of her bags and I put
bags are different. You can make money.
I use these like podcast lights and I put like a white tablecloth over
a chair. Yeah, you would be very good at it.
And then we like set the bags in there and they looked like, you know,
Jen's in the background with like her showing her boobs just in case.
Got lots of views. Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting. Thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. I would highly recommend that you go watch this on the YouTube, because especially today, Jen and I are wearing everything that we have acquired through places that you buy clothes at discount rates online. Yeah. We'll talk about it. This is not a sponsored website.
No.
Because I'm also going to talk shit about some of those places.
For sure.
But we wanted to make the point that we do shop a lot at these joints.
Absolutely. It's the new trend.
Poshmark, all these like secondhand places, thrifting. We're going to talk about that today. But before we do, friendly reminder, we are going back on the road and we are excited about a new show that we're writing, and you can go to imomsohard.com to get tickets. We have about 8 or 9 cities this we're fall. Going to right now. We're going to add more shows, but don't miss out on the ones that we have. And also our book.
Order our book, you guys.
The Middle School Mom Survival Guide is on pre-order at imomsohard.com.
Comes out October 20th.
Why pre-order, you ask? Because it gets booksellers excited about us and it gets they put us on the map a little bit, and maybe we can hit that New York Times bestsellers list, which I think we deserve, because I love our book.
I do love it. It's good.
Really hard.
My husband finally read one of our books. He read this one and before it hits the shelves, and he really loves it.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. My husband hasn't read it yet, and that's okay, because
we'll get into that.
Talk some shit.
Maybe later. There is shit talked a bit, but it's
all fair and love and
funny
more.
Shit. Yeah. Okay. So we did want to talk about Poshmark. It is my favorite. I have turned Kristen onto this heroin, heroin, the drug kind.
Well, fine. Because it's not a hero.
No, it's not. But not for my bank account. But
it has been interesting to broach the conversation about, like, I think just overarching theme of like secondhand shopping has become such a huge market.
The kids are into it.
Everybody's into it. It's like the statistics are, in the last like 10 years, the demand for secondhand clothing has like quadrupled in what, like when we were growing up, thrifting wasn't as big of a deal. A few kids would know how to do it, but we didn't really go.
You kind of would like get a flannel shirt, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe some jeans that were like really destroyed.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But really, we also weren't doing a ton of fast fashion at the time, which is like Forever 21. Like,
we couldn't afford fast fashion.
No. But then as we were going into our 20s, fast fashion became more of a thing. And so what's happening now is clothing is kind of the number one thing in landfills. It is.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that like all the clothes you wear are going to be given to a thrift store and everybody's going to wear those clothes. That is just not how it is. In donation centers, they really can only use about 30%.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know. It's staggering. So when you're thinking about buying clothes, if you think that literally you're going to buy something, it's most likely going to get thrown in the trash. For me, clothes, that feels like a terrible, like to throw away a perfectly good t-shirt, but like straight up, if you've worn that t-shirt a ton and
throw it away,
it's going to go into a landfill.
Yeah.
So think about that when you're buying clothes, like how many times you're buying something that's new and sort of, if it's from Shein or Timu, listen, I've bought from those places and I can say good things.
Yeah.
But the truth is, a lot of that, especially if it's plastic based, it goes into landfills.
Polyester.
And it doesn't decompose.
Well, let me tell you about me and polyester to begin
with.
It
smells bad.
I am a woman that sweats a lot. And I can look at a shirt and tell you that it's going to like stink after 2 wearings on, like, no matter how much I wash it.
Well, I think polyester is just like that. The 70s must have been god awful.
They did. They smelled bad. The 70s smelled bad.
And we were doing better. We had a lot of cotton, and then all of a sudden everybody got polyester.
Yeah.
Now, surprised there was free love. No wonder everyone was like, let's take off these clothes. They reek.
If it's not mostly cotton, you can't. Even silk for me can be hard.
Silk bugs me for many reasons, but mostly because if I pit out, you can see it through the shirt. It's like a, right. Do you remember hypercolor shirts?
Oh, yeah.
What a dumbass idea those were. Hypercolor shirts were shirts that showed if you were getting hot.
Yeah, they you so could the put real a hand place, on it.
And your handprint would show up. But guess else would show up? Your freaking pits.
Sweaty ass armpits. Yeah.
When you would get hot and nervous, your pits would show up.
Yeah.
Who
About
wants
3
that?
O'clock, that shirt just turns lime green.
Gross.
It was not, because it was just hot.
But it was hot.
I do love Poshmark, and here is why. It's, it's an app. It's a website. I think it's owned by Google. It's part of the huge beast.
Yeah, I was going to say,
whatever.
You need to explain what Poshmark is, because some people actually don't know.
It's kind of online thrifting. I do have a couple complaints about it, which is I do think they overcharge for shipping, and that is not... just it's not the sellers doing it. It's like, why can't we just flat rate ship like everything?
Is it in the US only?
I don't know. I've never purchased anything outside of the US from that website.
Because let me tell you, when you do that, you better...
I'm not buying anything overseas right now because of shipping and tariff costs. Yeah,
I just got real screwed the pooch on that one. But Poshmark too is a place where... Jen is so good at it. Like, if you're curating a particular piece, like a good example was when we were on the road, I had the top part of a jacket that Pam and Gila, I think I say it wrong. Gila, Pam and Gila, whatever it is, tracksuit, and we couldn't find the bottoms.
Right.
And so Aaron found it on Poshmark and we were able to find the bottoms of this tracksuit.
Yeah.
So you can go in and if you're searching for something, you can really be specific.
Right.
I also really like that you can do like new with tags because for me, shoes are real tricky.
Yeah.
I got to know the brand. I got to know the size. I got to know it all.
Yeah.
And they can't be worn because my feet are so freaking narrow that there can be no stretch.
I mean, there's some things that you want them barely worn. Like shoes are a thing that I'm like, if I see that the sole is like super scuffed up, I'm like, I know what my shoes like that are like. I'm going for something that like somebody just wore to a wedding and they're getting
but
rid
Jen
of.
But Jen finds... It's so insane. Jen finds the most beautiful items. And like, not only on Poshmark, there's another website you like, which is Vestiaire Collective.
Yeah.
Which is the devil to me.
It is.
And I have done nothing but mistakes at that joint. But okay. So if you're looking to secondhand shop, I did some research because I'm like, why am I so bad at it? And I think the reason you know how to do it is because you know your sizes to a T. I think you know exactly.
Yes.
So I was told you should get a tape measure, like one of those little tape measures,
mm-hmm.
and you should know your inseam, your waist, measure your favorite jeans and make sure that every single pair that you go into the store, like if you're going to a secondhand store, measure them.
No
if you can't try them on.
And no inches.
No centimeters, no inches, know your size.
Yeah.
I mean, in a perfect world, you go try on everything at different places so that you know how their sizes run.
Right.
But you can't always do that. And you buy all over the map and your stuff works.
Well, yes. If something is a good deal, I will wear it even if it doesn't fit that great too. Like,
But it always looks good. I never know that. Like I couldn't do that, especially with shoes, but like
I have a stack. I have a stack of 26s, jeans, 27s, and 28s, and I've learned I don't get rid of them because I will vary that much. Like
you never know.
You never
know when you have a good cake week.
You never know. So I can find something. Go like eventually, and I never think I'm going to dye it down to something. I never think that.
No, like, don't do that.
Yeah,
that's
a
terrible idea. Don't.
I would never go, I'm going to order some 25s and one day I'll get into them. No.
No.
I want to enjoy it now.
That is shame shopping.
It's all about immediate gratification for me. I will say the thing that has helped me the most is knowing what brands that I like.
Yeah.
So there are some brands that like, I'll just go in and search for those and you can sort your search. So I'll go... say Ghani, G-A-N-N-I. I think that is such a fun, like whimsical brand. Like the shoes are bright colors.
Yeah, they're cool.
And it can be expensive. So I'll go and I'll put new with tags or like new, which is a new thing they added. And I love it because it used to just be...
new with tags and then really good.
Or really good. It wasn't even really good.
Really good has a
just
big old
used,
fat
it, yeah.
situation.
That encompassed a lot. So I like that they have the new sorting. And then I will just sort by, I'll go like price low to high. Mm. And then you can even get in and like do more subcategories. Now that's just if I'm like, I'm going to feel happier if I spend $30 just on buying shit, you know, because
yeah,
which I do to make myself happy at times. Don't we all?
Who cares? It's called shopping.
And then I feel like I got a great deal on, I mean, there's so many things I have that are
it's all you do.
$150, $200.
You never pay retail.
Never.
You go to TJ Maxx, you go to Poshmark, you go to Vestiaire Collective. Well, I'm trying. And I will tell you this, I'm in a tussle.
If you enjoy the hunt, then it's perfect. I enjoy the hunt. The thing that I like best about like secondhand stores and Poshmark is that they have everything. There's like, you go into a store, like I feel claustrophobic if I go into most like
You're talking like Vince or any of those stores where it's like 1,000 like really cool t-shirts that are all gray and or even,
they're all the same.
I can't stand going to malls.
Like sometimes I just go, oh, you know what? Like as I'm trying to like clean my closet, I'm like, I don't have enough like purple shirts or whatever. And I hear I look good in purple. So I'll just go and look for purple shirts.
Oh my God, you're like, so committed. I'm like, I've blown a hole in every pair of my pants. I should get another pair.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
You know, we both have a common love
for our Wayfair.
All things home design, and thank God for Wayfair, because if I need a new hanging lamp, and I do always need a new chandelier.
You get to Wayfair, and everything feels like it's right in the world.
Literally, it's the only website I go to and I go, oh, that's not as much as I thought it was going to be.
I know. And there's a really nice selection. I bought this mid-century modern yellow chair that has been kind of my precious item.
You got that on Wayfair?
I got it on Wayfair.
It's great.
Now my golden retriever sits on it, but she is sitting on a beautiful chair. She is golden. My chair is golden. Everything is good.
And they have white glove delivery service. You just pick what you want and they deal with the rest. They have seating, grills, appliances, storage, lighting, rugs, decor. One place, everything you need. No bouncing between stores.
Ready to upgrade your home for way less? Head to Wayfair.com right now to shop all things home and get your space ready for less. That's Wayfair, Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
But I really did. I found my favorite pair of jeans on Poshmark. I found a really cool pair of tennis shoes on Poshmark. I found a couple t-shirts that I really like. So far, so good. But I'm competitive. And I tried to sell some stuff. That did not go well. You have to be very committed to sell. I really think that more women should be doing it. As hard as I do think
like
it
on
is.
On Poshmark?
I have a couple thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, there's Poshmark, which is all online.
Yes.
Then there's places like in my neighborhood, there's a place called Wasteland and a place called Crossroads,
awesome,
which is secondhand stores that are set up like retail locations where you can go shop. There's just good old thrift stores.
And a lot of thrift stores and those stores are new, used, and vintage right now. Like because we live in LA, you can like, they'll buy stuff from sample sales and stuff and then mark it up just a little bit. So you will see that it's like stamped sample on the inside, or it'll have the new tags on it.
Well, the thing I like about Crossroads and Wasteland, a brick and mortar, is I like being in a store. I like trying stuff on. I'm analog. I like the people that are in there. You have never seen a woman shop that knows how to shop secondhand. I was watching this woman, and I think she was a stylist. I think she knew. She was like a laser beam, and she was going through those things like you know, old posters, like when you'd buy a poster and she was touching the fabric. She was looking at the brands and I'm like, what are you on the hunt for? She just knew what to pull.
Yep.
And Crossroads is interesting because they go through. So you can go in and you can sell bags of clothes and they curate. They have the people behind the register.
Yes.
They go through your clothes and they're like, yes, no. They buy only on trend. They buy in season and they buy nice brands.
And they will tell you to bring this back in the fall or something like that.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I do think it's expensive for being secondhand. I will say, to me, a $15 tank top secondhand feels like a lot of money. There's a little bit of a rub there. And that's why all these secondhand places are making so much scratch.
Right.
So, but I've been taking Eleanor to places like this because I'm like, first of all, for her, shopping is just shopping. It could be like, we don't have to go to the mall. We can just go to Crossroads and save me a dime if you know. And she's really enjoying it.
I hate shopping when I have to. Are you kidding me?
That's the only time I go.
if I like have to get a dress for a wedding or something, nightmare. I'm like, this is pulling teeth. There's nothing I like when
I have to
buy something.
That's nice to hear you say that because I feel like that's the only time I go is when I'm in a huff.
Yeah.
And I have to find something specific.
No, it's impossible. You have to lean into the like, oh my gosh, I can get this really cool dressy dress for $50 instead of $200 and I'm going to wear it.
Yeah. You don't feel so bad if you don't wear it, you don't feel so bad.
But this is what I'm doing too, which is really like changing the way that I dress is, can I tell you how much, okay. Number one, I'm super proud of this. I got this kit where you take a drawer like in your bathroom and you convert it from
drawer you were saying.
To an ironing board. And for me in Southern California, where it's so hard to like, you don't have a laundry area. You don't have a place to like just keep a ironing board.
All the Midwestern ladies are like, wait a minute, you don't have a laundry room?
Yeah, that is like bigger than...
No.
We have nothing like that. But I find like it's right by my closet.
Yeah.
I open that drawer and I'm telling myself like, if you are not wearing it, get rid of it. So I'm wearing things I haven't worn in years because I'm like...
That's good. Shop your closet.
Yeah. That's what I will say to myself. I'm sure I got that from you, but I'm like, if I'm not wearing it, get rid of it. And I'm
wearing
shit.
And what is it about clothes that feels so hard to get rid of them? It's such a bizarre thing. It's
because like, you know how much you spent.
I guess. And then you're like... But it's a weird thing. I can go both ways. I can buy a very inexpensive t-shirt, wear the snot out of it. I can also buy a very expensive t-shirt and wear the snot out of it. And I'm not sure where I fall on all of that, but I do think that you're right to go in and shop your closet because you're just rediscovering stuff that's just hanging there. And I think my shit has value, which, okay, so this Crossroads place, once again, if you're good at this, God bless you because I think it's an incredible side hustle if you're good at it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it yet, but I like sales and I do this kind of like hits this thing in me. Like I should have sold cars like my dad, you know, like I do like it. But Eleanor, she was like, we went to Crossroads. We found so many cute things. We found her a little J brand, denim jacket
cute.
That she wore in that Barnes and Noble video her hair is so long. That thing would have been $150. She got it for $22 and she loves it no different than if we would have gone to Hollister and bought brand new. In fact, she likes it more. She is so entertained by thrifting and this is why I think I birthed Jen and I sit in the thing having like a almost panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, but she's like, Mom, let's go to Crossroads. I was cleaning out my closet and I was like, yeah, I'm curious how much I'm going to get for these clothes that I'm going to take to them. And I'm talking in my mind, they're top shelf stuff. They're not designer, but they were like really unworn clothes that are nice. And I folded them up or whatever. And I took them to Crossroads. First of all, they put me on a list. I had to wait 9 people with like IKEA bags of shit.
Well, yeah.
And I'm seeing them unload their stuff. And one guy's like, they're like $320, $180. I'm like, okay. And so I get up there and I'm like, hello, I bid you good day. I've waited for an hour and a half while my daughter spends more money than I'm going to make here.
Right.
And I'm like, as long as I break even, I'm good. Right.
Yeah.
So she bought she got a $13 shirt. And I waited for an hour and a half for my clothes to get pinged or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Jen, they went through my clothes. She was like inspecting the crotch. She was like looking at the length. Like it was like, and listen, luckily all these things had not been worn. So I was like, oh, good, okay. And she put them back on the box and she kept one pair of pants. And she goes, $4.38.
No.
$4.38. And she goes, or you can get a store credit for $8. And I'm like, that's how they get you. You get either cash.
Yeah.
Or you double your money to spend. I'm like, the business plan here is so genius. And and my daughter's like, let's do the $8. I mean, that's like,
do the, No brainer.
Yeah, that's just like free money, Mom.
I know.
And so I was a little like disappointed. I felt like I got to know kind of like what the expectation is, but I also like that they're not taking everything because yeah. then that store feels a little elevated. Again, I think it's a little expensive.
It's already curated. And so the reason I like that store so much is that you can get things about the same price as Poshmark and you don't have to pay shipping.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
And you can see it up close.
Yeah. And I do think they do a really good job of when I go to an actual, a Goodwill thrift store, that is the one thing I look for is I just kind of scan and I look for good fabric.
And you told me that. And yeah. I started doing that. I was like, that makes a lot of sense. Cotton, cashmere. Good stitching. Oh, I have actually a list of things that they said to look for because I'm kind of bad at this. But I want to be good at it because I also really believe in, these are my favorite jeans. And they were,
Poshmark?
These are Poshmark.
They're so cute.
They're new with tags. And I mean, I did pay a little bit for them. They're Nelly Lotan, which is a high-end brand. Yeah. So I think I paid $80 to $90 for them.
Okay, that's also a third of what they were.
Yeah.
Probably even more.
And they're the jeans I get compliments on more than anything. The shoes I'm wearing were $200. I got them for $70. I'm not buying $3 things,
right.
I think you have to have a little common sense about what the value is of the thing you're buying. Otherwise you should just go to garage sale, you're being too frugal.
There's a sweet spot on Poshmark too, where the thing needs to be $25 plus because otherwise you're paying 20% on shipping and stuff. So
yes. Say that again.
So if it's $25 plus, and a lot of times I'll say something I like is, $33, I'll hit the button, I'll heart it and see if they'll give me lower and then lower the shipping price on it.
Because they can determine the shipping. That kind of bugs me.
No, they can only, they eat the cost though. They'll eat the $2 cost. So it's a $2 difference in shipping, which does make a difference. But they can also bundle. If you buy from the same shopper, you're like, oh, I like these three $10 t-shirts. Somebody's got three new tags from Old Navy or something like that. They can bundle it and charge you one shipping cost.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So that makes it better. But the best deals are something that's $100, $200, to $400 or $500, and I will tell you what the bad range is. So over $500, they verify the cost of the product. So it goes to Poshmark first. They make sure that it's the brand.
So let's
and the
say
quality.
You're buying a designer bag,
yeah,
and you get a good deal on. Let's say you get a used Louis Vuitton bag, $500, then it's not going to be real.
Well, it can be real. But you don't ever want to buy something that's listed for $550 or $600 where they lower the price, where it's listed at $499, because they'll lower the price.
To not have it authenticated.
Yeah, so it won't be authenticated. And they'll even say real, and they might get a bad buyer review or something saying this isn't. But I don't even look in that range. During COVID, I got a purse.
Oh, I remember. I remember there's one that they said, we're not sending this to you. Yeah. They're not real.
Yeah. So it's a safeguard, but you can get some really good deals on expensive bags, but just stay out of that $500 range.
Well, I'm going to tell you, European stuff is not something I should dabble in. I'm not versed in it yet because 2 years ago, I ordered an expensive belt because I wear the bananas out of belts. And I was like, I'm going to treat myself to a
nice
belt.
You're good with the belt.
I'm good with the belt. I'm like a dude. It's like a work belt. I get one every 3 years. It's
got
a
multi-tool container on
totally.
The side of
I have a Gucci belt that I will wear till it's rotten. I buy one, literally if I had a belt thing, it would have two on it. I'm not an over accessory person. So I buy everything utility. So I buy something nice that I know I'm going to wear. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to save money and I'm going to go invest in your collective. And I bought a belt. And I didn't really pay attention to the centimeters. And when this belt came in the mail, I was like, there cannot be a human that is this small. It looked like a bracelet.
Yeah.
It was offensive how small those centimeters are. So I had to resell it back and I just lost my whole,
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. And then the other one was, I just bought these really awesome pants. And I've been looking for this brand because it's kind of a bougie brand. And they're really cool. They're called La Vesta. You can buy a dupe on TikTok that are just as good.
Are these the pair that... This is a great story.
This works out well for Jen.
Yeah.
So I find a pair new with tags and they're yellow and white stripes. And they're so cool. And like, I've been eyeballing them for a long time and they're expensive. And so I try to get a deal. I hunt. I've never done this before. I was never like a hunter. And I was like, ooh, there is a pair. Look, I've been like, and this is good because you're like shopping with intention. You know, you're not just like throwing stuff in your cart. I was like, ooh, I've wanted these pants. I'm going to get them. So evidently everybody in Spain works out. So I ordered what I thought was my size and I picked them up and I was like, are these for a Cabbage Patch doll? Like,
yeah.
How is Spain so much smaller than me? This is offensive, but they did fit my good friend Jen
like a glove. I love them.
Not only did I buy them and I thought I was getting a deal, the tariffs were more than if I would have bought them retail.
Now I got to find them for you.
No, it's totally fine. But you have to know,
but
it's tricky.
It is tricky. And that's why, knowing your brands that you like. Okay, here's the other thing that I like. So,
those were a medium, by the way. What in the hell does a small look like?
I am a small, and if I go European, I only get medium. I don't even look at the small. It's because you always size up with European stuff.
Is it because they don't eat McDonald's?
They walk a lot. But I don't know what it is, but it's
offensive.
Most sizes in the U.S. are made for the U.S. are vanity sized, which thank God for that. But so Japanese sizing and some trendier U.S. sizing is 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That confuses me.
Yeah. So you have to know the brand and how they do their sizing. But when you go to Poshmark, if you start liking a brand.
Yep.
Reason I like it is because I'll find a new brand or something like that that comes up on my recommended feed because they're like, oh, you like ridiculous patterns and colors.
They're fishing.
Yeah.
They're fishing for you. They're like, Jen Smiley.
Yeah. Haven't been back in a few hours. Ding, 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 still love us. So I'll like the brand so I can go back into my likes and look at that brand again. So when you click on the item, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom past the comments and stuff, it'll give you other things that you might like that are similar to that.
Oh, interesting.
So sometimes you can even find that one, but at a lower price or
that's
a better
size. I like when they're like, you, if you like this, you'd like that. I do like those. It's a rabbit hole, but I do like those things.
Yeah.
But I think what I really have enjoyed, and we've done this year, which I've really enjoyed, is thrifting / antiquing or estate sales, even going into a deeper dive of the secondhand market.
Yeah.
I don't love estate sales because they make me feel a little sad. I know I shouldn't.
Some people have estate sales just when they're moving or getting divorced or something
like
that.
I like knowing that.
Yeah.
I felt just weird one time when I went to an estate sale and there were people going through his medicine cabinet. Super gross.
I know. Yeah.
But when we went antiquing in Nebraska, we found so many cool ass things. And by the way, it was exactly the prices you want.
Yes.
Can't recommend it enough. I was like, those metal, I love them. The metal trays that we got, they were $25.
Yeah. Okay.
Antique for real.
Real antique.
I got an old croc.
Yeah.
It was $4.
Those crocs are so great.
They're so cool looking. It looks so good in the window of my.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get excited about stuff like that. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Kristen.
You know that I love me some Skims.
Oh.
I give credit where credit's due. And I'm going to tell you, Kim K knows how to make something for loungewear and my tatas.
I mean, you have been banging the Skims drum for a long time.
I really have. I have to tell you, I think they look good on every boob size because they're like triangle top bras. And some you just put over your... You know, it's put on like a t-shirt and then others have the clasp in the back. I find them to be incredibly comfortable and they're really easy to wash.
They're soft.
They're soft and they look good. They don't make you still have support, but they look sexy. Look, she's gonna know how to do that.
Listen, I do have one complaint. I don't look like Kim Kardashian when I wear them.
Well, I tell myself I do, and that's why I buy a lot of them. I'll tell you right now, you do not have to sacrifice style for comfort, and the fabric is so soft, and it always fits great. By the way, I've washed some of mine.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they just look, they still look good.
And my beige ones have not turned like that weird gray color yet.
Nope. I have a really cute light blue one and it's still, I call it my sexy bra and it still looks sexy as hell on these boobs.
So shop Skims Cotton and all of our favorite pieces at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We want Kim to know we love her. So Addison, hello, if you're listening, my brother-in-law is very into thrifting right now and he has got some really good ideas that I love. So we used to have these 99-cent only stores and I used to have a big boner for them, but they went away. I was the only, like, I don't get it. I tell people go to the Dollar Tree and they're like, ew, ew.
I always make,
am I going to get stabbed
fun of the candle scents. It's always like cedar wood and acetaminophen.
Yeah.
It's like the worst combinations of like orange and seatbelt.
Blueberry Windex.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not, don't buy your candles there. But, you know, like for parties and stuff, I used to always get those disposable tin.
Yeah. Cute.
You know what Addison does? He will find a $3 Pyrex thing at the thrift store, like a 9x13. And he's like, if it doesn't come back from the party or whatever, I don't care. I spent $3
on it. Yeah, because you don't care.
Yeah.
And it's not plastic.
Yeah, and you know it's, what? It's glass. It's good. You can use it forever, but you're not going to be heartbroken if it's not a family heirloom that doesn't come back. And when I was in, while the kids were in music the other day, I went into the Goodwill that's down from their music place, and they had old crock pot. The glass thing.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Remember you get sick of like just like cleaning it out and it never like gets clean. You can buy replacements there for like $5.
That's smart.
It's so smart.
I also like, I think really good gifts are like old salt pepper shakers.
Yes.
Like pick up a few if they're $5, $8. It's such a clever, different kind of present. And I think we all love them. Like there's like, yeah, I just think that anytime you can get something secondhand that you picked out for somebody because it makes you think about them, it's an extra special gift.
Here's my problem. Never sold anything on Poshmark.
I know. Jen has never.
Never. No reviews. I'm a great buyer. I want somebody to review.
That's why Jen's very popular on Poshmark. I tried to sell 4 pairs of pants and it was a disaster. And I was like, I hate everybody on Poshmark. They're out to get me. It's fine. I'm going to redo it. But here's one thing that's fun. So I was looking at like secondhand shopping and like tips of the trade and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But also I think we all feel like this. I think this is secretly why we do love specifically thrifting when you go to like a Goodwill. And I took my kids, I've been taking them more to places like that. And I always tell them, I do say, you're not going to go in there and act a fool because a Goodwill is sometimes the only place that people can afford to buy things and they don't need to feel like, I don't know. I'm always wary that like kids are in there like, oh my God, look at this. Isn't this so funny? And I'm like, this is somebody's like, you know, church best. Like, so be respectful when we're in there. And the Goodwills here, they look like department stores.
Yeah. They're,
sometimes when you go to like Nebraska, the Goodwills are just piles of stuff. And I think there's this deep part of all of us that are like, we're going to find that one Chanel bag.
Every
time I walk in there, like I'm an antiques roadshow expert.
Emma, is this a Picasso?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm like, yeah. I think it is. This is coming home with me. I think I just found it. And I did do a research deal on, things that were found. A woman bought a $13 ring at a thrift store, like a thrift store, and it was real, and it was a 26 carat diamond.
Stop it. Why can't that be me?
Can you imagine you bought this dumbass ring? Imagine all the dumbass places she wore it that she was like loosey goosey.
Yeah.
And now she finds out she has a 26 carat diamond.
Holy shit.
It sold for millions.
Oh my gosh.
There was a painting in one thrift store that this dude bought. And when he got it home, he was like, there's paperwork behind the art. There was paperwork. So there was the picture.
Right.
And behind it, this photo was very old. He bought it for $15. He took out this paperwork and he was like, boy, this paperwork looks old. It was a rough draft of the Declaration of Independence.
Stop it.
And it was real.
Stop it.
Millions of dollars.
Was it? Oh my God. Was it?
It was like scratch paper.
Holy.
Of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, now I feel outshopped because I have never gotten anything that good.
I pray. Like, what I want so bad is I'm like, please let me find something from Chanel. Like, it's so expensive. I love that brand so much. I will never.
It could happen.
I can never afford it. Please let me find a Chanel bag. My uncool
you
that
gotta
would
go
happen
right
to
when
me,
they put the stuff out, though. You got to be lucky.
I want it to be like I'm in Nebraska and I'm in some offshoot town.
Yeah, it could happen.
It could happen.
At ours, I found this very good dupe of a Birkin bag, and it was like $14.99. And I was like,
$14.
And I was like, well, this could be. But so I got it. And then I like went home and researched, like, how do you tell if it's real? But it was a really good dupe. Like, it was really thick leather, it, like, stood up on its own and stuff like that. And I was like, look, it's Encino. It could be.
It could be.
I mean,
rare things that happen. I know that Coach is a big.
There is
a particular year of Coach where they did the. It doesn't look dissimilar to what's popular right now, the deodorant bag. It was like, I think it's like late. It was late 70s, early 80s. It was a very basic black bag, but it was kind of when Coach was at its. When women that were like in the workforce. And
yeah.
Coach then became a little bit associated to being a little bit older and it kind of, and now it's gone through a rebrand, which
yeah.
I think Coach is killing it right now.
I did love Coach, then fell out of love and I'm definitely
back on board.
Yeah.
Well, because they've redesigned it and it looks great.
Yeah.
And like the girlies are loving Coach, but you're finding a lot of these Coach bags because their grandmas are getting rid of their shit. And they're
yeah.
going into... Like you talked to my mother-in-law.
Grandmas are, I gave like 10 to our friend Bree like
yeah.
20 years ago.
You also gave 10 to me for my kids at school, for my girls
Aww.
Who needed purses, my
Aww.
Students that were
I don't know why I'm
struggling.
Saying, I'm just glad that
no,
somebody got
some. No, they
were
so sweet. I got all these cool bags and I was like, girls, you need to have a bag and stuff in it.
It's
and
true.
Your accoutrement for things
yep.
you need. And they were so... I took out all these bags that Jen gave me and you would have thought my girls, my high school girls, like their heads exploded.
Aww,
it was the cutest.
That's the best.
It was the cutest. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, bags are so fun, but I do go all through all the jewelry. Like I
yeah.
know the difference.
Yeah.
Like I should bring out one of those like diamond things in my eyeball. Cause I don't even know what I'm looking
at. I do.
At.
I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before, but I found like a silver Viking boat. Cause I want a silver Viking boat. That's a salt cellar. That has
I
a little
I don't know
spoon.
What's happening right now.
They're little, like,
oh.
okay.
Oh.
I collect little salt dishes, and there's these famous mid-century ones that there's a big Viking boat.
Okay, and,
it's
and then
made
it's got
out
little spoons.
Silver.
Got
yeah,
it.
And it's got spoons. And they're, like, anywhere from, like, $150 if they're kind of beat up to, like, $250. And I was at a flea market, and a guy had a bin of stuff for, like, $1. And
you
I saw
him.
One. Yeah, but I told him. Because... I
know it feels a little like you're stealing.
Like stealing. Yeah. But I, so then I feel like,
except
my
for
karma
the Chanel bag, that's mine and I'm not going to feel bad about
no,
it.
I'm
that's
gonna,
not my fault.
I'm going to, I'll probably elbow somebody. I don't give a shit.
It know? Would get ugly.
Yeah. I'm definitely, and it can happen. Like it's just,
or a Chanel suit. If
yeah.
I found a Chanel suit, I would, let me tell you, if I found a Chanel suit and it came in European sizes and it was centimeters too small for me, I would add paneling in it. I would,
lose 100%.
50 I mean, to 60 pounds to wear
it. Definitely, if it's
it.
Too big, get it and get it tailored.
That's different. I will wear the big, but I will also wear the small.
I just think there's some fabulous woman in the world who like, whose family did not appreciate her fashion sense.
God, they're dumb.
And they get rid of her stuff one day and she wants us to have it.
I mean, that's what I think. Look at Jen's blinky eyes are like, I feel like I'm lying. I did hear somebody say this. When you think about like, when you think about giving away like clothes that are like really good, sometimes I think people go, well, this is too good to just give away.
Oh no, I don't do that.
But no, but I think some people do. And I'm like, somebody said, instead of thinking of it like that, think of it like you're going to donate this mm-hmm. and somebody's going to have their best day because they found it on the rack. Like if you give away something great,
yes.
they're going to be like, oh my God, I just got the coolest shirt. And I, you know, it's going to make, if somebody knows what they're doing, and I believe these young people do know
they
what they're
do.
doing.
100%. I will put stuff in a bag to take to Goodwill. And I'm like, This is, well, right now it goes to Delilah first to see if she's interested in any of it. Probably should go to Eleanor too.
That'd be a smart choice. Yeah. Well, that's not always proved to be. There was one outfit where Delilah had buyer's remorse immediately. She was like, hold on a second. Did you give that blue outfit to Eleanor?
Oh yeah.
Can I have that back?
Oh yeah. No, I picked it out. And if I pick it out, she doesn't like it. So that's why I'm like,
yeah. And Eleanor's like, I love it.
We get the same taste or something.
Yeah.
She likes the stuff I pick out. Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
It is so hard to get your kids to eat healthy, am I right?
Oh my gosh.
Besides the fact that they need to eat about what, 10 pounds of vegetables? That's not science.
No.
But that's, I mean, I'm lucky if they eat one vegetable.
I know, vegetables, protein, all of it.
And most of the food they like is all processed.
It's not great.
That's why I love Hiya gummies. And my kids love them, and I don't have to worry that they're getting all of their nutrients, because left to my own devices and their own, it's not happening otherwise. Kids love the taste and the packaging. Hiya's new Kids Daily Growth and Protein is a total game changer.
It's more than a protein drink with bone-strengthening minerals, gut-supporting prebiotics, and targeted amino acids. It has the nutritional support that growing kids need.
We've worked out a special deal with Hiya. Receive 50% off your first order on any of their products. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/mom. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to HiyaHealth.com/mom and get your kids the full body support they deserve.
Yeah.
I will give good stuff to Goodwill. I actually, my free t-shirts and stuff like that, I don't give to Goodwill because they kind of have enough of that sort of stuff. But
that's,
I'm like,
what I think.
If this is a nice dress for a woman to wear to work, Goodwill.
She's going to have a great day.
Yeah.
She's going to have a great day.
If it's like designer, try to resell it. You're also going to make somebody's day by giving
them a good
deal.
You can also go to consignment shops, which I'm really big into those. Again, I think they're a little pricey, but I mean, we're in a neighborhood. We're in a city of where people go to consignment shops, and the stuff already started at such a cost that I'm like, I can't afford this.
I know.
I can't afford a Marc Jacobs dress. Like, I'm not going to do that. But I would pay, you know, $100 for a dress that was $500. But I'm not sure that I'm fully committed yet. But I'm excited about what this is doing and what this is saying to our kids. It's like, hey, let's go to try to find something that's of quality that you hunted for.
Yeah.
That costs less, that's going to take less space.
This system will fail me. I know how my brain works, and I know I sound like hippy dippy, but I've never given anything away I haven't gotten back.
Like, oh, that's nice.
I never have.
Nobody ever wants my stuff.
Felt like I've, in anything, effort or anything, like, you end those relationships if it doesn't work out. But like, I do feel in the universe, like
put it out there and you get it back.
You do.
I'm mad they didn't take any of my pants. I was like,
well, and sometimes it's the wrong season.
Yeah.
And
they said that.
And Britt, I brought a bunch of his jeans, and I really thought he would get good money for these jeans, 'cause he like hadn't really worn them or anything, and nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird what they're into, like, at that time. And sometimes you can take them back again, like, in 6 months, and you can get something.
Also, we haven't even dipped our toe into the most fun shopping, where you find the weirdest stuff, but you got to commit, is the garage sale.
Oh, 100%. Oh, my God.
You know who used to throw the best garage sales?
Who?
Terry Hensley. My mother, every year she would put together a garage sale with a few of her shopaholic friends. And this place would look, she would have hanging racks.
Yep.
And we would get so many women at our house. She would make me work like as a bagger or something. And I was like, this has been like a 6-hour shift.
Yeah.
And she, cause her, she's so type A, her shit is so put together. And she would literally, but like, they would bring everything to sell, tables, chairs, like furniture, clothes. And these garage sales in the Midwest are like chef's kiss.
I have been to garage sales that had the clothing racks out, and I'm like, is everything on this rack same price? Yeah, they're all $20.
You're like, I'm not doing that. There's garage sale prices that I'm not doing.
No, listen, a car loses value the second you drive it off the lot.
If it's a garage sale, it's a buck.
It needs to be garage sale price. And even on Poshmark, and I know that there's I want it to be a woman who's trying to make money for her family, but I want it to be a good deal.
Right. Like, we're all in this together, by the way.
I'm not paying I'm not paying too much for that shit.
Also, like, if you're giving me like, oh, I'm still mad at this
Kristen
chick.
Gets mad. You do, okay.
Here's why.
I was going to read this
Frickin'
to
hell.
You. I was going to read this to you.
Is this about me calming down about that? I just feel personally attacked that this woman did not accept my offer. And it was like, I went down $5. Sure, okay. First of all, she went down $5, which is an insult. So I went up $5. And then she went down $5. And then I went up $5. And we were never going to get to the middle. And then she sold that fucker. And I know she sold it for under the price I wanted. And I'm personally attacked.
Well, that's the thing that pisses me off is like, you can watch something for a while. And if it doesn't
and
sell.
And I'm mad. I regret it. I really wanted it. It was really, really cool sweater. Also, my husband shrank my favorite freaking sweater that I can't afford. So I got to find one. I got to find one at discount.
Wait, I wanted to show you. Here. Posh etiquette.
Oh. I'm going to fail every one of
here
these.
Here are the do's and don'ts.
Okay. Don't get into a fight with a woman over a sweater that has a horse on it.
Okay, so do find, follow, and show love to your style mates listings. Okay, that's how you find more like items.
I kept
that you
liking
like.
It.
Don't spam or self-promote on other Posher's listings.
Somebody
that's not an issue.
Come after that guy that I am spammed by.
Yes.
James.
100%. Quit sending me.
I don't even understand what you're selling.
Okay. Don't hide or disguise flaws. You will go straight to hell. It's not even a Poshmark thing. You don't.
What does that mean?
Like if it's got a major flaw or a scratch, you better show that in the picture. And I mean up close. I want to see what's wrong with it.
You're hellfire.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Especially if it's a bag.
Can you return?
You can.
It's probably a real
fuss.
Well,
you got to like file a dispute and all this kind of stuff.
I'm publicly shaming. I think you should get to be able to do that.
The only time I've ever had a dispute was I didn't get the thing. And I just didn't get it. Because it happened twice. We can only determine that it was misdelivered because she had her receipts. I know.
I believe you.
Well, I'm like, look at my history and you see that all those charges go through.
Like, Jen Smedley's now on the board of Poshmark, so you should tread lightly.
I don't even complain about stuff. I'm like,
yeah, you're like super, Jen's super good at it. And because of that, she spends so much less on clothes and always has cool stuff.
Okay. Here is the one. They say don't lowball. Now that is where I feel like you really take their temperature. Like it says, don't offer below 20%.
Yeah, they
which
give
I think
you three prices.
Bullshit.
That is, look, we're in a fair market deal. All right. Let me give you an example. This sweater that I was looking at retails for like $350. It's a very expensive brand. I love it. I will never buy it for myself. It was listed and she wanted $275 and it was not new with tags, but it's still, I was like too high. So I went in and they were like, here's your three offers that you can make. They were still in the 200s. I'm like over my dead body. So
it didn't give you a custom offer?
No,
made?
They did.
Oh, okay.
But I lowballed that.
Yeah.
So I went in and like, probably was offensive, but then that's what I'm saying. She lowered $5. I went up $5. I was like, Mandy, I'll do this all day. Like, I got you, girl. Like,
Mandy's not a motivated seller.
I am. And then she sold it to somebody else. And I'm like, I think someday we're going to be at a bar or somewhere. And she's going to be like, there was this bitch on Poshmark that was trying to lowball me on a sweater with a horse on it. And I'll be like,
I will tell you, there's a romper that I really, really liked. And it was listed at $200. And I was like, it's a really good brand. I don't know. Like you couldn't really tell the condition from the pictures that she said, excellent, but you never really know, you know, but it was still used. It's a used romper thing.
It automatically goes down.
I mean,
like a half of the value.
At the very least.
That's what I say. Don't fucking show me something that's not new and tell me it's $275. That is too much money. Like we are here to make a deal.
What? Try and bring it back to the store then if it's
worth
that.
Yeah, if it's like, worth that. Same with those pants. She like really, I'm not getting the deals I want.
I got to find you those pants now.
No way. No, I'm just glad I would have barfed if they wouldn't have fit either one of us. Yeah. I would have been like, what a waste.
We would have sold. I have a friend who said she's going to teach me because
you're going to make so much money.
She has sold 3,000 items. She's like one of those like highest tier, like
It's so hard. You got to have a light box. You got to take photos. You got to deal with people asking stupid ass questions. I'm like, they're a pair of pants for $22. Like,
but, you know, I did this though when one of my girlfriends was getting divorced and she was like, I need to have cash because I need to like.
Yeah.
So we took some of her bags and I put.
Like, bags are different. You can make money.
I use these like podcast lights and I put like a white tablecloth over
a
chair.
Yeah, you would be very good at it.
And then we like set the bags in there and they looked like, you know.
Jen's in the background with like her. Showing her boobs just in case.
Got lots of views.
Ladies, our point is go out and try to secondhand shop. Also, send us your brags.
Oh my God, yeah.
Tell us if you found something and it was real. Like, I love those stories. Like, real silver, real gold, real jewelry, real,
Okay, I want to hear those. I'm also going to be insanely jealous when you do share those. But do you remember I showed you that purse that I got on Poshmark? The rhinestone purse with the... Queen of Hearts. Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Why are you grinning?
It's a really good purse. I'm glad you found it.
Okay, so I brought it to Vegas.
Oh, God.
And one of the girls I was with was like obsessed with it. And she looked it up online and she goes, is this it? And it looked different.
Yeah.
But it was a $3,500 bag that like some woman hand beads these like.
And Jen got it for a smashing deal.
It wasn't a $3,500 bag, but that you would mistake it for one. I was like, $12, baby.
God bless. Look, though, you never know, though. That could be a $3,000 bag, and we're sitting here having this conversation, and we just need to look inside and see if there's scratch paper from the Declaration of Independence.
We don't know.
We don't know. You guys, did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted. Go shopping.
Go shopping. Buy secondhand.